Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, and welcome back to Freedom Machines with Freddie Dobbs. Today's episode is proudly brought to you by SysApp, which is a motorcycle tracker and rider's mate that I've been using for, I think, almost 10 months now. It takes just 20 seconds to install. It's got an incredibly easy-to-use app. And just as I'm talking, looks like we've got a ghost in the flat. The door's just open, so I'll shut that. So, incredibly easy to use, and I have a 10% discount for the rest of May if you use all block capitals code Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, you will get 10% off your SysApp tracker. If you're in the USA, get the 4G version because 2G doesn't work. If you're everywhere else, 2G works absolutely fine. So, go ahead and get your bike ready for the summer if you need one of those devices. I highly recommend them. They're very, very good. Right, I am still in Ipswich. I think I've done one podcast episode from here now. Yes, I have. This is the second episode from Ipswich. Very kindly staying in Monica's flat here. I'm just looking out of the window. There has been some sun today, although it is a bit overcast now. I don't know if I'm sounding frantic or not, because the past week, what with travelling back from Tenerife back to the UK, getting back and then having to prepare my bike over the weekend for a lot of mileage I've got coming up, I'm so frustrated with this. I missed DGR, the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, which, if you don't know, it is where people on modern classic bikes dress up smartly and raise money for men's health. And I missed it. And I've gone to the past two, missed this one, and it was just such a shame. I really do enjoy taking part in it, but it looked like a brilliant event. The weather in the UK was good, so I was delighted to see that. And I'm sure they raised millions of pounds. I've got coming up. Now, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow I'm off with Monica. This is something I'm really excited about. Off on a biking tour, just a two-day trip, a tour, whatever you want to call it, to Essex, which is the neighbouring county to where I'm in now. I'm in Suffolk. Neighbouring county is Essex. And it's not the kind of place that we usually consider to go for an adventure, a tour, a road trip or a ride. And I cannot wait to see what treats Essex has on offer. So we're heading off tomorrow. I've got all of the bike ready. Panniers will be on there. We're staying overnight in, I think, a 300-year-old property. And I just cannot wait to pack the panniers up. Head off at 7 a.m. tomorrow. You know, king and queen seat on. Everything will be beautifully comfortable. Proper little trip. I get back from that And then a day later, literally one day later, I'm off to the Bike Shed show in Shoreditch, London. I'll be there for 2 days. Half a day after I get back from that, half a day, I'm then off to Barcelona, but I'm riding to Barcelona. And this is the key. And this will bring me on to the episode, although I'll get to this in a second. There's one thing I want to get to. I'm going to see how cheaply I can do it. Let me get to that. That's the main body of today's episode, cheap touring. But there's one thing I want to get to first, and that is John, JB in Scotland. Because he sent me an email, I think it was probably about 3 weeks ago or something, maybe two. And he said, Freddie, take a look at the Yamaha Bulldog BT1100. Well worth a look. £3,000 to £4,000 sterling bracket. Now, this is a bike I'd never heard of in my life. In fact, I looked at it about 2 weeks ago and I still can't remember what it looks like. So I've just Googled it. Yamaha BT1100 Bulldog. It was built for 5 years from the years 2002 to 2007. And I'm checking here on motorcyclenews.com. It's an air-cooled V-twin lump. It comes straight off. Well, this is funny. It comes straight off Yamaha's old Virago 1100, which is, funnily enough, the bike that I was talking about last week. It's a heavy beast at 230 kilos. It scored quite badly from the MCN biking journalists. 3 out of 5. That really is quite a low score, actually. However, owners don't agree. Owners rate it at 4.5 out of 5. It's got 64 horsepower, so there's nothing amazing here. It looks like a classic early 2000s roadster, naked bike, naked muscle bike. And it is 2002 to 2007. It looks exactly as you'd imagine it. No fairings at all. Single circular front headlamp. Not necessarily retro, but not super modern at all. It's a nice looking bike. Now listen to this. Listen to this. I'll just read you the first line from MCN here. Owners love their Yamaha BT1100 Bulldogs. Everyone else hates them. Depending on your point of view, the Yamaha BT1100 Bulldog is either a relaxing, better braked alternative to a cruiser rather than a Japanese version of a Moto Guzzi Brava, or it's an ill-handling, gutless chump of a thing that would sooner dump you on your backside than take a right-hander with any kind of vigour. Okay, so it's a sportier version, a meaner version of a cruiser, or a completely useless naked bike, in essence. Okay, it's going to have to be at a fairly appealing price then. Let's have a look and see what they're going for. So, if I go to Auto Trader, see, these are the bikes that you would just never come across, or I would never come across unless someone had told me about it. Yamaha BT1100. Do they even have one? They do. They have four BT1100s. Right. What are we looking at price range wise? Wow. Okay. We have got, my lord, listen to this. Below the £3,000 mark, we have 1, 2, 3. 3 out of 4 of them are below the £3,000 mark. Now, this makes me look at it very differently. This is a lot of bike for the money. And actually, when I look at it, when I look at them being sold on eBay, where you can see very clearly the side view and the front view, it's a very good looking bike. I take back what I said before. It's not your bog standard naked bike. This is a superb looking bike. Really nice, minimal, circular, spherical frame. Glorious black V-twin engine with a bulging, a high-up bulging, think kind of almost 2015 model Triumph Speed Triple, a bulging tank with a very low dipped down saddle that I really like, because it means that this bike will give you a feeling of actually sitting in the bike, as opposed to some bikes I find you feel like you're sitting on the bike more when the saddle is more level with the top of the tank. This very much you'll feel like you're sitting in the bike. It's a lovely looking machine. This is going to be one of my left field picks of bikes. If someone said to me, look, Freddie, I want a bike for around about £3,000, but I don't want something that everyone's got. First answer I'm going to say, Yamaha BT1100 Bulldog. Okay, this is what I think it is, looks-wise, to try and describe it to you as best I can if you're in the car listening to this. It is a mix between a Victory motorcycle and a 2005 Triumph Speed Triple. It's got that very Victory-esque looking engine and black accents. A lovely looking thing. This one, for example, let me read this to you. £2,999 gets you a 2005 model. It's an 1100cc engine. That's a lot of bike for the money. It's got 33,000 miles on the clock. 65 horsepower, great looking muscle bike. Okay, there you go. That's probably the technical definition. Great looking muscle bike. This particular Bulldog, again, I don't think I've mentioned that. What a name! Comes with custom two-tone paint, fly screen, fuel exhausts, and a folder full of history, original owner's manual, and service book with 7 stamps. Before it leaves for its new home, we'll give it a fresh oil change and filter change. And 100-point service by a fully trained technician, yada, 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 3 months warranty. Take a look at that if you're in the market for a bike for the summer or what have you, because that will be a very, very good bike. And I will check before I move on from this, is there pannier capability? Because this will get to, yeah, you can take panniers on that. You can go touring on that. Let me just check eBay. Yamaha Yamaha BT1100. Let's just see if there's anything cheap on eBay. 2,995. We've got 8 of them on eBay. And again, it's the same kind of price range. You're looking at the £3,000 mark. If you've got one with low mileage, about 6,000 miles, you're looking at 3,500. But in reality, you don't need any more than that. I've got one here, 2,895. I've even got one here that's an auction, a genuine auction from what will probably be here, a private seller. It ends in 5 days' time. The bidding is currently at £1,495, and I say the bidding, there aren't any bids yet. Oh, you could get a bargain there. Used condition, just flown past its MOT. It's a UK bike, so not an import. Hasn't been used much in the past few years. Although it does, I'll be honest, it does have 65,000 miles. Okay, go and check that out. Let me move on to the main body now, but check those out. Yamaha BT1100 Bulldog. Right, on to the main thing. See, I am on Sunday evening heading off on the Bonneville from the UK to Barcelona. And having just got back from Spain, for one, it feels a bit funny almost immediately going back. But secondly, I'm now very aware of the costs of this kind of travel, and I want to do it slightly differently, because when I came back with Monica from Spain to the UK, yes, the ferry from Tenerife to Spain was £530, but from the southern tip of Spain to northern Spain, it cost me £17 in tolls. However, it was £100 in tolls from southern France to northern France. So that's £100 in tolls. It was then, in France, roughly £73 a night for accommodation, of which we had 2 nights. So that is £250. On top of that, we had the ferry crossing. And that, for the car with the trailer and 2 people, was a ridiculous amount of £300. That means that I paid, with tolls, ferry, and accommodation, £550. £550. Now, on Sunday when I leave, my aim is to see how cheaply I can do the UK to southern France and then into Barcelona. So instead of paying that £550, my aim is to pay £100 or less. So instead of paying £300 for the ferry from Dover to Calais in France, £300 for the car with trailer, I am hoping, I may book it today, I'm hoping to get that very same ferry with just a motorbike for £40. That's the difference of taking a motorbike instead of a car with the long trailer. So that hopefully will be £40. There is £260 saved. For two nights accommodation, instead of paying £150 for two nights, I'm planning, and I may change my mind last minute, I'm planning on camping at proper campsites where I can have a shower, charge my phone, and that will be £15 a night, meaning I will have paid £30 instead of £150. And finally, I'll be turning off on Google Maps, I will be turning off toll roads. So instead of paying £100 to get through France, I'll be paying zero. That means the total savings will be, and bear with me while I do this in my head, 100 saved for the tolls. That's 500, and that's 260. I mean, okay, I've just gone completely blank, but that's got to be something like 500. It's got to be about £420 savings. So instead of paying about £500, £550, I should be paying about £450 less, something like that. That is just incredible. If I can do it for, instead of paying about £500, I'll be paying about £90. So from £500 to £90. That is an incredibly, incredibly good just way to have cost-effective travel, because a lot of the time, these kinds of trips, they become daunting because of the cost. Not this time. I'm hoping that if I manage to do this at a sensible cost, it will open up a lot more motorbike touring. You know, I still do a fair amount, although I probably haven't done European touring on a bike for a couple of years now, but I still do a fair amount of it. But what's it going to be like where I'm very conscious of how much I spend? I'm not just going to a town and thinking, oh, there you go, there's a hotel there, £100 a night. No, I've got the tent on the back, and I may even try and get one of those little electric gas stoves. So my aim for the remainder of this episode, I want to see if I can, first of all, I'm going to spend 5 minutes seeing if I can find a good value sub 2000 motorcycle that will be comfortable for what will be maybe a 3000 mile trip or something. My requirements, really, only two: reliability and comfort, and if we include a third, below £2000. So what I'm going to do, and I'll give myself a strict 5 minutes here maximum, I'm going on to eBay, or I'm going on to Bike Trader. I'm putting any make of motorbike at all. I'm putting a minimum engine size of 800cc. Now, the only reason I'm doing that is because I need to, as quickly as possible, track down larger bikes, because larger bikes are more comfortable. So 800cc, year, I'm going to say 2009 as a minimum, because I need it to have that modern reliability. I don't have time for it breaking down, and I don't want a carb bike. So what do we have? Oh, and of course, let's put the price maximum. I'll say £2,500, and already I'm slightly shocked with just those three criteria. Wow, I don't even know how that's possible. Okay, this is what the market's like in the UK. So I've done minimum CC 800, I've done maximum price £2,500, And there were just six. There were only six. Oh, it's harder than I thought. Tell you what, though, there are only six. But the six that there are not bad. One that immediately flies up. I'll put a link to this in the written description. Triumph Bonneville, T100. Why is that there? Wow, this is actually the T100. It's the better version of my bike. So it's got the spoked wheels, stunning two-tone tank. It's nicer than mine. Whoa. I'm blown away. Listen to this. I will include this description so you can buy it if you want it. It is a 2009 Bonneville. That means it will be the electric fuel injection, so you have no issues with any messing around. 42,747 miles on the clock. It's the 865cc engine. It's had five owners. Clean, modern, classic Triumph with lots of custom parts. Recent MOT with no advisories. Newly refurbished brake calipers and brake discs. Tech 2-in-1 exhaust system. Haynes service and repair manual included. £3,000 or nearest offer. MOT for a year, no service history. Now, interestingly, he put in the written description £3,000, and it's now £2,500 on the main title of the video. It hasn't sold. Why? Why hasn't it sold? It's certainly not the best condition one I've ever seen, but that doesn't detract from the overall looks of it. It's a lovely looking bike. I'm just flicking through the pictures. There's a bit of rust here and now on some of the screws, but that doesn't matter at all. It is modified, and I know that modified bikes often do split opinion, but I'll be keeping that open. That is a lovely, lovely looking Bonneville. I'll be keeping that open and sharing it with you because someone grab that and snap it up. Okay, let me do one more bike. If I wouldn't take the Bonneville, I already know that's a good bike, but that's too boring because I already own one. I can't say that. There's another bike. I tell you what, there's another bike. I can't believe it. It's not the exact type of bike that I would necessarily buy. Just to give you an idea, Suzuki Bandit 1250cc engine. That's a 2009 model, 38,000 miles on the clock. That's at 2.5k. And then there's a BMW F800 ST. That's 2.5k as well. So there actually, it doesn't exist. There isn't one bike on Auto Trader that's below 2k and above an 800cc and 2009 onwards. What I'm going to do is pick one that I would never have considered buying usually, but there'll be nothing better for the job, and the chances of ever seeing one at this price are very close to zero. It's the most gigantic bike ever, the BMW R1200 RT. It's a 2010 model. It's just beyond huge, so big it's almost a car. It's got two huge white panniers either side. It's got a big white rear back box. It's got a rear seat rest, a rear backrest for the pillion. It is definitely not a looker, and it's a sea of plastic, a sea of plastic. But I think this Eric, a guy I went for a ride with, lovely guy, Scottish guy from Tenerife, I'm sure he's got one of these and he absolutely loves it. I mean, this will be a tech fest of a bike. This will be a very, very good continent crusher. There'll be nothing better. I'll read it to you quickly. £2,250. And you may be wondering, Freddie, come on, how can you get a BMW R1200 RT that's only 12 years old for £2,250? What's wrong with it? Let me get to it. I thought I recognised it with a few little stripes on it. This X-Blood Bike Charity RT1200T. So it would courier blood around, maybe around London or around the country, for example. It's in excellent mechanical condition with full BMW main dealer service history. Next MOT, full MOT here, history with a new MOT done, that's the annual check done. Battery, spark plugs, oil, filters, all replaced in the last 500 miles. Bodywork and frame are in average condition for the age. Additional items included in the sale include an Optimate charger, a tyre pump, a toolkit, a rear tyre, a tyre repair kit, USB connectors, luggage straps, and a year's MOT with full service history, 5 owners. Heated grips, top box, electric screen, anti-lock brakes, four-way flashers, handlebar risers, side stand enlarger, lifetime air filter, immobilizer. Fully loaded, there'll be nothing more comfortable than this, and you ask me why it's so cheap? Mileage, 127,000 miles on the clock. So it's got high mileage, but does it matter? It's not possible to get such an accomplished bike of this for the money. There'll be nothing better. Take a look at that. If you're looking for a mile muncher for some Euro touring, you will keep up with everyone. In fact, you'll probably leave most people on it. It will hold its own, looks-wise and performance-wise, with, I'm sure, the latest and greatest bikes. And you will look absolutely respectable around every kind of biker on that. Serious machine. Okay. I need, for this big trip, I found my bike, and I found it for £2,000, that BMW. I now have to go onto eBay and try and find a tent. And I will try and get one, and I'll see if I can get one as a second-hand option, because I really want to keep this as cheap as possible. So, used tents. What can I pick up for a reasonable price? Oh, this one. Ooh, okay, I've got a choice of two. I'm actually going to go slightly premium and high-end here. There's a Freedom Trail 6-man tent if I want to live in complete luxury for £60, and that ends in 8 minutes. Or, I mean, eBay's just such a good place for this. Here I found a very good looking professional level tent for £96. It's a 2-people tent, and it's a professional expedition level tent. So I'm assuming this will mean you can go anywhere. Classically styled, and big enough for 2 people. So luxury, absolute luxury for just one person. You know, the things that you can get, I tell you what I now need. One more thing that I think may be completely essential, and this is something I've never actually bought before and I haven't yet Googled it, but genuinely heart on heart, because I already have a tent. It would save me so much time and money if in the evenings when I get to the campsite, I don't then immediately have to head off and buy food. I want to be able to get to the campsite and cook a meal next to my bike. And I want to wake up in the morning and be able to cook my breakfast. For example, I could have maybe porridge and a banana in the morning. And in the evening, maybe I could cook some pasta with tomato sauce or something like that. And there are 2 keys to this. I must have a good pannier set up, so I must have 2 panniers and, if possible, a back box if there's space, because I not only need to take my clothes, but I need to be able to take some food. And this is more important than I used to think, because if you can have the space to pack a bit of food, it means that... Oh, Monica has just come in. IKEA's here. Okay, I'm going to leave it there because it's on 27 minutes. I'm about to run down to get an IKEA order because I've been used as a handyman by Monica's mum. Go and check out some of those stoves, though. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Check out SysApp for your motorcycle rider and tracker. Motorcycle rider's mate, I'm getting flustered, with a code of Freddie, block capitals, F-R-E-D-D-I-E. I will let you know how the trips go. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Have a brilliant week all. I'll speak to you in the next one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.